kick it.
It's the P1 Perfect Pair. Listen and win four times daily at 7:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're getting going for today. Don't forget that after every weeknight Ranger home game, there is Diamond Talk. And it happens tonight. It takes place at Humperdinck's in Arlington. That's at Six Flags Drive at I-30 or somewhere thereabouts out there. So join the Ticket for Diamond Talk at Humperdinck's in Arlington immediately following every weeknight Rangers home game. Usually Kevin Scott Ryder's heard over that. Kevin Scott generally rides herd over that. Who's your little Diamond Talk buddy tonight going to be? Studer will be on hand with Kevin tonight. So check out Studer and Kevin at Diamond Talk. As we always like to say, if you're planning a trip to the temple tonight, cap your baseball night off with a swim through Diamond Talk. All right, hold on for a second because I've got one too.
Well, you missed out there.
What is going on here?
By the drove. You know, you were here when we started talking about outfitting me in snake gear for the entire year.
Yeah.
Well, it's happening.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
You getting one every day?
Yeah. So this one is pretty much the
King
worst
Cobra.
One.
That was terrible.
It's so tight.
God, stand up. Let's take a look at that.
It's like a girl's shirt.
All right, this is
tight and it's long sleeve, yet it doesn't go down far enough.
All right, description.
That's a little on the small side for you. It is a black long sleeve T-shirt.
I'm betting a boy size 14.
Yeah, with a lime green car. I'm assuming that's a Cobra.
Isn't that one of those Shelby Cobras or whatever they're called?
Yeah, I guess.
Cobra.
And behind it is this gigantic Cobra with its mouth open and its fangs dripping. And on top of that, it says King Cobra. And what's this on the sleeve over here? Fast Track?
Quota.
Yeah, Fast Track.
Quota.
Pretty sharp, isn't it?
That is. Now, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to outfit the snake in snake wear.
Put your headset on.
I am.
Snake.
Because he embraces his nickname, so but we're trying to get him outfitted in snake wear. So if you've got something like this with a snake on it or some reference to a snake or whatever, get it up here to us. We've had some magnificent entries, and I must say this is outstanding.
What do you got?
I've got a... this appears to be a Metallica shirt with a snake that says, "Don't tread on us, 91-92, local crew." It is your basic black rock and roll T-shirt.
Why is every shirt that people are bringing up black?
Well, that is a roadie shirt if I've ever seen one.
And it's got the silver Metallica logo with a silver coiled-up snake, very similar to the Don't Tread on Me snake that we've all seen before.
Every shirt that I've gotten is black.
I can think of one that's not.
Well, yeah, the denim.
Black.
Super Stitch.
You know, we did. I don't think we told people about that yesterday, did we?
Yeah, we did. Didn't we?
No.
Well, yeah, we told them about the shirt, but we took pictures of it yesterday. Are they up on the website yet?
The website's not working right now.
Mm.
We relaunched theticket.com, and for some reason, our update pages aren't working.
Mm. Okay, well, never mind.
We'll fix it.
Here I am with thousands of T-shirts, and there's homeless people that don't have enough to wear. I'm going to go give them all my snake gear.
No, you need to just take something out of your wardrobe right now and replace that with snake gear and then give the homeless people your other stuff.
Yeah, give them Ronin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need the snake gear. I mean, if you're going to show up here wearing a Coppell Copperheads shirt, that says to me that you're really embracing this thing. And if you're going to embrace it, we're going to help you embrace it.
I'm not Laverne, okay? I don't wear an L every day.
You need a shirt with just an S for snake.
Big cursive S.
What are you going to wear, the Texas snake shirt?
Friday. I'll wear it on remote. Are we on remote?
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact. And what a great place for it.
Gators?
Gators!
Where That's are cool. We?
No, we're out at the Great State Fair of Texas.
Perfect. Perfect.
That is perfect. Well, everybody may have noticed that the Hammer is back with us today. The Texas Hammer has rejoined us after being on the beach for a few days.
You ever thought about going by the Texas Hammer, just so people know exactly where you're from?
No, that's never really crossed my mind.
I thought that was the Jim Adler, the tough, smart lawyer. Isn't he the Texas Hammer?
I think he is.
One of those guys is.
The tough, smart lawyer.
He should
I want a soft,
it.
Dumb lawyer.
So the Hammer is indeed back with us today. You all right?
Vacation over.
You all right over there?
Yeah. Yeah, my vacation's over and got back.
Man.
Got back in town.
The one day that we really wanted you here was Thursday. It could have been the greatest Ranger day ever.
That's what a lot of people were saying. I read it in the paper.
Better than the playoffs, better than anything.
That's what I was hearing.
And it was such a cool vibe just the whole day. I mean, things have kind of gone south since then.
I even heard Diamond Talk broke out.
Yeah, it did. Song and everything.
Yeah, Johnny Solinger rolled in.
I heard that you were at the game. That's why you weren't here.
I was.
With his pennant and his Ranger barrel on.
And his hat with the two beer cans and the tubes.
I was out there with Chris in the outfield, pumping people up.
It was Thursday and Friday both were big, just Ranger fun time shows.
Oh, I can imagine.
Shows.
Winning a game that way?
Yeah.
Everybody was very excited about the way things were going on those days.
Yeah. And we talked about it on Friday for the first time in umpteen years. The Rangers were the bigger story than the upcoming Cowboy game. By a freaking mile.
Had to be.
By a mile.
Win a game like that, and, you know, in that game, you know, the way they won that game on Thursday to conclude a sweep.
A sweep that they had to have.
I mean, my gosh, I can't even imagine what it was like out there at the ballpark. I just can't imagine. I heard Chuck Morgan couldn't even make the announcement when the game was over.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I read in the paper, that he couldn't even make the announcement. He was just overcome.
Well, I've heard from a lot of people who were out there. It was one of those days where you got a lot of email that starts off with, I know you probably don't care about this, but I've just got to tell you about it.
And all we could think about was the scene that would have been going on here if you were here. Because we were out at the Texas Motorplex.
Yeah. Yes.
No TV out there.
That's what Reiner was telling me that on the phone. Danny was giving him pitch-by-pitch updates in his ear.
Yes, Danny was doing pitch-by-pitch, play-by-play.
Which I can only imagine how you were trying to carry on.
It was difficult.
With all that going on.
It was difficult.
We got so excited when Danny gave us the worst call ever on the game-winning hit from DeLucci.
Why? How could it be a bad call?
Because I didn't give any details. I was just going, holy S, F yeah, son of a bitch. You're not going to believe what's going on right now.
He goes, oh, he hit it. Oh, it fell. Oh. Here we go. We're going to win. We won. Just screaming and then cuss words all over the place. And Reiner and I were just kind of staring at each other like.
Well, you know what? That sounded kind of like Josh Lewin's call.
Yeah?
Without the F-bombs.
Yeah, Josh didn't cuss.
We
broke out into a couple of impromptu high fives, which you would have been a part of.
Oh, yeah.
And we had DeLucci on, the star of the game, about 30 minutes after it ended.
It was fun.
It was a very big day. And it was Diamond Talk, boy. It turned into Diamond Talk.
That's what would have been great.
Two segments of phone calls.
It was awesome.
Well, it ain't over yet.
No? No, it's not over yet. It's wavering a little bit, but it ain't over yet. Weirder things have happened.
A lot of people had them counted out that day.
Yep, they sure did. But we're going to get into that later on today. I believe Cowboy Talk, for those who would like to get in on that, will take place today at 4:30.
Thank you.
45 minutes.
Yes, 45 minutes. Because coming up next, we have another matter before us that we need to clear up. And this has to do with the scene that petty theft found itself in on Saturday night, where we were in a, shall we say, very unusual situation. We'll get to that next here on The Ticket. KTTK.